That was just too nice to end it there. Thank you, Madeline. Before I forget, the red carnation behind me is because Marianne and Springer Smith had their baby this weekend. His name is Winston, and Marianne sings in our choir, and so we're really excited for them to have had that happen in their lives. Let us pray. God, over these next moments, I pray that there's less and less of me and more of you. For you, O God, are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I invite you at some point this week to go back to the scripture in Colossians and to reread that. Those instructions are really only possible for us to follow if we abide in the Sabbath. We cannot do anything in the name of the Lord if we do not practice the Sabbath. So from Pastor Joseph, we've heard about Sabbath in the Old Testament, and we've heard about Sabbath in the New Testament, and today we're talking about practicing Sabbath. It's no secret that there have recently been some changes, or shall I say additions, yes, plural, to my family in recent weeks. And if you're not aware of that, I'm happy to answer questions that you might have. You don't have to feel bad coming to ask me about it. Making time for Sabbath can be challenging no matter what life is throwing at you at the moment. I've been trying to find small moments to enjoy Sabbath, a moment where I can appreciate what's happening right in front of me or to me, and breathing in that moment and holding on to it for just a moment. I also am not the pinnacle of Sabbath because I usually put too much pressure on myself for that continual practice, that devotion, that discipline, and it just gets overwhelming, and sometimes I just give up. So I thought that was important to share with you, too, that I'm human, and Sabbath in my life is not perfect, and it looks like a lot of different ways, and it ebbs and flows. So that's why, as I was preparing for today's sermon, I was relieved and excited to be reminded about some of what I'll share with you today, about creating space and time for Sabbath and how we practice Sabbath. We are going to talk about Sabbath practices some, and then we've carved out some time and created space for you to do some of these Sabbath practices today during our prayer time. Too often we put too much pressure on ourselves and think that Sabbath and finding rest in Jesus needs to be something that it doesn't really need to be. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be a discipline that we don't look forward to or to which we feel confined. Sabbath can be filled with joy, fun, and happiness. Prayer, one of the Sabbath practices, can be a practice of simply being in the presence of God, allowing our minds to rest in our hearts. Sabbath is a way of being in time where we remember who we are, remember what we know, and taste the gifts of spirit and eternity. To remember the Sabbath means to remember that everything we have received is a blessing. We can remember to delight in our life, in the fruits of our labor. We are to remember to stop and to offer thanks for the wonder of it. Our world, all of creation, and our lives are filled with rhythms. But too often we're traveling through it at the speed of lightning. In our drive for success, we are seduced by the promises of more. We've lost the rhythm between work and rest. Is doing something really better than doing nothing? Your immediate response might be, well, yes, it is. I need to be doing something. I need to be productive. But is that something really better than doing nothing in the presence of God? Because we do not rest, we lose our way, writes Wayne Muller, author of Sabbath. We miss the compass points that show us where to go. we miss the quiet that gives us wisdom. Sabbath time is when we take our hand from the plow and let God and the earth care for things, while we drink, if only for a few moments, from the fountain of rest and delight. Sabbath gives us permission, commanding us to stop and rest. We don't have to leave home. We don't have to go buy anything special for it. We only need to remember. God does not want us to be exhausted. God wants us to be happy. Our Sabbath and our work are in balance with one another. Having rested, we do our work with greater ease and joy and bring healing and delight to our endeavors. I've shared with you before that I traveled to Tizay, France, and spent time at the monastery there. And while I was there, I had tons of time for Sabbath. So much so that something happened there that has never, ever happened to me before. I love traveling. I love being in other countries and people watching and experiencing other cultures. But at that particular time, I had that Sabbath to really reflect on what was going on inside of me. When we are moving at that speed of lightning, when we are being driven for success to accomplish things, whatever that might be, if you really stopped and took a moment, I bet you wouldn't say that you're truly happy. I think you would find feelings of fear, feelings of pressure and stress, and feelings of loneliness. And that's what happened to me in France. I was supposed to spend 2 weeks there. And I was away from seminary, and I realized just how lonely I was. I am an extrovert. I get my energy from being around people. But in those moments, I realized it caused me to think about who was my community in those moments. And I was with a peer, and we ended up leaving and going home a week early because I couldn't handle it anymore. We were going to stay in silence, and not ever in my life has that ever happened. But I knew that that was something to learn from and to reflect on and to be an important part of my story, especially as we moved into serving in ministry. But at the monastery, we were still given tasks to complete. The monastery still had to run. There was cooking. There was cleaning. There was all sorts of things that had to happen for it to run. But what we were taught while we were there is that there is a time to sweep, and there's a time to put down the broom and rest. We are reminded that in Jesus, the kingdom is within us. He is with us always. And when we come to rest at his feet, we will feel him. We will remember who we are, that we are the light of the world. Traditionally, Sabbath is honored by lighting candles, gathering and worshiping in prayer, blessing children, singing songs, keeping silence, walking, reading scripture, and sharing a meal, among many other traditional practices. Sabbath waits quietly for us. God is there ready and waiting when we are ready to meet God in that time and space. Each of our Sabbath practices, times, and spaces are going to look different for each one of us. And for each one of us, that time might look different every single time. We can try a variety of practices so that we can find a Sabbath rest that most fruitfully nourishes our hearts and bodies. Sabbath challenges the theology of progress by reminding us that we are already and always on sacred ground. The gifts of grace and delight are present and abundant. The time to live and love, to give thanks and rest and bask in delight is now, this moment, this day. We do not have miles to go before we rest. The time to rest is now. And so in a few moments, we are going to move into that space of rest, of connecting with God, of taking life at a slower pace than we are used to. There are 6 stations, 3 in the sanctuary and 3 in the narthex, which is the hallway right outside of the sanctuary before you get to the parlor. I thought of putting some stations upstairs, but here's why I didn't, balcony people. Because I felt that another Sabbath practice is us being in community. And so I wanted us all to be in that space and place together. If you are not one who is able or would like to leave your seat to go to a station, I've also included 2 practices in your bulletin on an insert. The first is a labyrinth, and you can take your finger or writing utensil and work your way through that. And on the other side is a place that you can draw a self-portrait and reflect on how you are a beloved child of God. You could also put somebody else in there, maybe that you need to remember as a beloved child of God, and give yourself a challenge in those moments. If you run out of time or you want to check out other stations, they'll still be up and available following worship. The kneelers for prayer are also out and available for your use as well, some on the floor and some up the steps. This is also a sacred place, while it can be anywhere, that will be open for you during Lent. And so if you find yourself in need of a peaceful moment, come into the church when it's open and spend some time in here, in the dark with the beautiful stained glass or flipping the lights on, creating some of those moments for yourself in the weeks to come. In the narthex, there are stations about creating a Sabbath space, taking or leaving a blessing, and fasting from a commitment. All of the stations have instructions with them. In the sanctuary, there's a station to my right about being present and about being Sabbath for one another. To my left is a station about how we respond to those in need based on Matthew 25. And in the back, to the left, you are invited to create a prayer. Pastor Joseph will then call us back together at the end of this time, and we will close with the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to start us off with prayer, and then Annetta's come to play the harp for us, and we will move into that space. God, we thank you for this opportunity to dive more deeply into peace and rest with you. We're grateful for this space and time created for us when a lot of times we're just so much in a rush. And so we pray that for each person here, they would feel the presence of your Spirit, that they would hear from you just how special they are to you, and that this moment would be a time for growing closer to you. We move into these moments now for a time of peace, of rest, of your wisdom into our lives, into Sabbath.